20 past the hour, Marinin for Cedar. Thursday, December 21, 4 days before Christmas. I guess we're almost done with Hanukkah. I've missed it. Just been in my hotel room. I keep telling people where I'm staying. My hotel room is very small, and they have this big, the thing behind the bed. The headboard is actually a large reproduction of Vermeer's Girl with Pearl Earring. Is that what it's called? Girl with the Pearl Earring. And it's one of my favorite paintings, and it's just sitting there looking at me huge while I'm, online. It's upsetting. Here's a couple of things. As part of a People for American Ways annual fundraiser, they are auctioning off a segment-long live call-in on Sam's show with Sam and Janine. There's about 10 hours left in this auction. The item is up to $1,000. If you want to be part of that, if you want to, do that, you can go to auction.pfaw.org and bid on that. So do that. Also, a primary school has been accused of spoiling Christmas for pupils. This is in England, after a lesson that told the kids that that Santa Claus doesn't exist. And apparently some of these kids were as young as 9 years old. The parents got pissed off, and they took it away from those kids. They took it away from them. But that's not all they did. Apparently they're in the same class. Some of the other myths destroyed by the British school teacher who taught this class. There's someone out there for everyone. That one, there was all people are created equal. That was also taken away from these kids at 9 years old. The myth of you're special, gone. This must have been just a horrifying class for you. I mean, imagine that 5 to 9 year old kids.
At least they still got the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, I get there. Another Eddie Izzard is funny. That's another myth shattered by this teacher.
Poor Brits.
Yeah, there's more to life than money was also taken from these kids. This must have just been this teacher. You can imagine the weeping and crying going on in the class. If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. Dashed for these kids. The other one, that soccer is a cool sport, that was taken from them. And that's hard to take from a kid in England. And the other one, your daddy's just on vacation. That... Shattered.
You said as young as 9. I'd like to reverse that and say as old as 9.
Did I say as young as 9?
No, yeah. No, that's true. Right. But I mean, I think 9's too old for Santa Claus anymore. Come on, kids. Yeah. Shape up here.
Yeah, my parents took it away from me when I was like 8. And then
weren't even...
Yeah, that was the other horrible thing. You're Jewish.
When they break that news to you.
Shortly before my bar mitzvah. And then it was all of a sudden, it was like a lot of pressure. It was painful. Okay, let's take a couple of these calls. We got Nathan Brackett coming on in a minute. So, Bernice, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, my home state. How are you, Bernice?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How's the weather in Santa Fe?
Well, it's really, really cold, but I work for the schools, and the school is called off today, and that's great. So.
What part of the town are you in?
Pardon?
What part of Santa Fe are you living in there?
Oh, the southern part.
Okay. I used to love driving up to Santa Fe. I love driving out around the back of the mountain on Old 14 from Albuquerque. I used to love doing
it. Yeah.
I grew up.
Opposite end of in the poor side of town, since I am a teacher. See?
Okay, all right. Well, I grew up in Albuquerque, so.
Okay.
So now, okay, what's your vote for the best album or song this last year?
Pink's "Dear Mr. President."
Yeah, that's a good video too.
Oh my! I haven't seen the video, but my God, the lyrics are so powerful.
Well, thanks for the vote. I wonder if that's on the list. I'll check it out. Thanks a lot for your call. Say hello to New Mexico for me.
You know, I kind of dig her other song too, and the video for that. Stupid Girls, is that the name of it?
Yeah,
she's kind of funny, Pink.
She's funny. She's spunky. Is that what they call it?
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing her on the credits for the Monday or Sunday Night Football now. She does like the Hank Williams Jr. thing for
oh, really?
NBC Football. Yeah, it's kind of lame
it's
and
not
embarrassing.
My world.
Right, but it's but she's I think she's pretty talented.
I think she's cute too. What, Dan? It's like Brendan's talking. Dan's like, microphone. Here I am.
I was just going to add that she does that to the tune of "I Hate Myself for Loving You" by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
It's embarrassing.
Wow.
She sings "I Hate Myself for Loving You," but I think it's like I'm ready for Sunday football in those.
Do you guys have your albums of the year?
It's been one of those weird years where I think I finally got overtaken by the digital downloading and didn't really actually go out and buy an actual album. Like, I only have songs.
That count. Oh, you're just doing songs? You got to get the whole record usually.
Yeah, I agree with that usually. But everyone turned me on to that TV on the radio, and that's pretty good.
I haven't listened to that one, I don't think. I've been on a big rap kick.
Really? That's a change for you. I remember you used to tell me the rap didn't speak to you.
I know. I don't know what happened. I mean, I tried to listen. You know, I bought a lot of stuff early on, the gangster raps. And then, like, I don't know, in the last year or so, I wrote Kalo. And I said, what are the best rap albums of last year? So I bought Jay-Z's Black Album. I bought the Pharrell record. I bought Kanye West, Late Registration. I just bought Jay-Z's new record. I bought Snoop Dogg's new record.
The new Jay-Z.
I don't think it stinks. But I don't know what it is, but I listen to it a lot now. And I don't know why it resonates with me at this point in my life, 43-year-old Jewish guy. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm listening to rap in my Toyota Camry.
I think it's all cyclical. No, it's cyclical because I'm in the waning stages of it right now, and I'm sure I'll like it again in a few years. But I think it's just because at this point in time, it runs counter to all my other tastes.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I do know that I have, since I've been involved with it and listening to it a lot, I've been paying an inordinate amount of attention to my sneakers. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm serious. I went out. I bought some New Balance. I got a brush. I keep them clean. And I get pissed off if people get, you know, if they scuff up my sneakers.
You're like bugging out and Do the Right Thing.
It's something. Yeah. I don't know if that's somehow racial. I don't know, but it's true. And I'm taking care of my New Balances. But I like New Balance. But obviously I'm not hip on the cool sneakers, but I do understand the importance of a clean sneaker. You dig?
I dig.
So Nathan Brackett coming up with the top 50 albums. I think we're done, folks, with the discussion on racism and words. Thank you for holding on. I'm sorry I didn't get your call. If you want to chime in with some music stuff, 866-303-2270. Or if you want to talk about, that's enough. 27 Pass, Marin in for Cedar. I will talk to you in a few moments. Enjoy this music that we're going out to. I have no idea what it is. New Order.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.